Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my hands
up in the air. I would like to say right now, something else that isn't too shabby is a study that's come out basically suggesting that due to an Australian-first comparison of the nation's cities, we now have data that suggests that Canberra is younger and less obese than other cities in the country.
Right.
So this was what I was talking about. There's a reason to feel a little bit sexier this morning and a little bit more youthful, to be honest.
I like this. I've just seen the story because you brought it up. It says Canberra is younger, less obese and more likely to volunteer. That's essentially a Tinder bio.
I was going to say we're also pretty good people.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how that turns out.
You'd put those three things like, oh, I like to work out, I'm pretty young, I like to volunteer. That's all. They're three big ticks.
We're doing well. Yeah. I think here, the thing for me is we're new residents to the city, so we've managed to pick up this bonus extra Tinder bio type profile on ourselves with only really a week of living here.
Exactly. It's great. I think it doesn't really apply to us yet, but I feel like we'll earn the title that the whole of Canberra has deserved.
Do you think maybe Sydney will stop fooling around with Brisbane and become a little bit more into Canberra now?
You want Sydney to get more serious with Canberra.
Even if Melbourne wants to be exclusive from this point forward, I'm happy with that. That's fine.
Well,
I'm done playing the field with other capital cities. Hell, if Adelaide wanted to make some kind of effort, I'm sure as Canberra we could settle down.
Well, I'm just going to say as Canberra, I think we should pick one. Do we really want to play the field so much?
Good point.
We have so many options. Who's the best? We really get the pick of the lot now because we're pretty young and looking pretty slim, to be honest.
I think you're right. I think this ball is really in our court.
We absolutely get the cream of the crop.
What if we try a bit of bad boy from the west? Maybe we try and flirt with Perth a little bit.
I wouldn't be opposed to Perth.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
That's fine.
Darwin, maybe?
Sure. Very hot. From what I hear, very hot.
Not Hobart, though.
No.
No, no.
That's fine.
With Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
Josh, throughout this week, it's our first week, I feel like I've made a pretty good case in proving that you are an office Grinch.
Yes.
And just a Grinch in general.
I don't think at this point it's up for debate that I am not the most Christmas cheer-filled human being on earth. But I think Grinch is too harsh.
Well, you've literally been going around, you've been criticizing and naysaying all the decorations that are around.
There are a lot of decorations in this office.
You are getting quite upset about the fact that people are putting things on their desk, which I think is quite strange.
Such a thing as too much Christmas cheer.
You... There is not.
There's also such a thing as fire hazards. So I just say that much.
They've all passed their clearance, all right?
Okay, all right, fine.
And everyone else in the office is getting quite on board. Yesterday, though, we received a Christmassy kind of email from our boss going that everyone in the office will be given a gift.
Which is actually incredible.
It's so nice.
Not a lot of workplaces do that, but there is going to be an actual gift from work to every employee.
A little something just to say thank you for the year, have a fun Christmas.
Or for us, thank you for the week.
Exactly. I hope this happens at the end of every week, really. But, I got this email yesterday. I was pretty excited. I was like, this is fantastic. This is the only workplace I've ever been in that's done that. This is great. I also thought, also, Josh, I'm also going to get two presents, which is awesome.
Why would you get two presents?
Because you're not having yours.
What do you mean? Of course I'm having mine.
Why would you be having yours?
Why wouldn't I be having mine? It's a Christmas present from work.
Exactly.
To every employee. Yeah. I'm an employee.
No, you're a Grinch. You don't get to be a Grinch flip-flop. You don't get to like Christmas when it's convenient, mate. So I'll graciously accept your gift on behalf of you. Obviously, our boss probably is honestly across the fact you're a Grinch. Everyone's talking about it. Potentially, he might buy you green body paint just so you can paint yourself in your truest form.
So I can actually become the Grinch.
You can become the Grinch. He's buying you a dog named Max.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my present.
No, you will not.
I'm going to get. Because it is a holiday tidings gift, and I shall get that gift. Thank you very much.
The only way you will get the gift is if you fully become the Grinch and steal it. Otherwise, it'll be my gift. So I'm stoked to have two gifts.
You know what?
Yeah.
Get two of the gifts and I'll steal both of them because that really ticks some boxes for me.
What a Grinch.
I shall steal Christmas, literally.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh.
probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Okay, right. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And this is important. Okay, you yesterday were very different to how you've been for the rest of the week. You have been uncharacteristically nice this week, and I know why. I worked it out last night.
You know why I've been nicer?
Yep. You bought your car on Monday, your very first car. You've got your license. It's your first bit of independence, Ned. And I have found you to be a much more pleasant person since that happened.
How so?
You are happy to run errands for people.
That is true.
You've become like a courier. You're happy to go and get things. You're happy to suggest other places. My mum last night, when we went out for dinner, the restaurant we went to didn't have any chicken left, and she wanted chicken. So we drove to another one at your suggestion.
I said, let's go. If your mum wants some chicken, let's go find her a chicken.
You literally would never have offered that. Yeah. Previous Ned, as I'm calling before car, so it's BC, you would never have offered to be that nice. Ever.
Of course not. And it wouldn't have been up to me, but I would have just sulked about it. Like if I was, because I probably would have been with either you or your mum who both wanted chicken, I would have had to just go along for the ride, would have sulked about it, would have been salty. But now that I have the freedom to just do whatever I want, I like doing things with people.
You've become a lot more generous, a lot more lovely to be around.
Yeah.
How long do we think this is going to last?
Until my petrol runs out.
Yeah, okay.
104.7's Ned and Josh.
Producer Maddie has us on a promotional bonanza at the moment.
That's right.
Ned, it means we can't say no to any stunt that comes our way.
Well, he said, let me get you out in front of as many people as I possibly can over the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not allowed to say no to anything he decides is a fun stunt.
It's a little bit rough. Yeah. It's a little bit rough.
Yep.
And you chickened out of this week.
I just didn't want to do this one.
Absolute coward. Mm. I'm going down on Sunday to Infamous, the adult cabaret circus that is near Costco. You can get your tickets and doing the Wheel of Death.
Which is about as safe as it sounds.
It's a wheel that is the Wheel of Death.
Yeah, they don't call it that because it's like you just jump off into like a barrel of cushions.
You may have seen it in circus before. It's like a wheel on one end, a wheel on the other, and it spins like a giant pendulum, and there are people on either end of it. Yeah. I'm going to be one of the people. That's how it's working.
You go very high off the ground.
Merrick, who is a big part of the show, he's in it as well, and he's like my partner. We're a double act.
He's your wheel buddy.
He helped me yesterday do a little bit of a practice.
Yep.
Now, you guys, you and producer Maddie both came down to watch me practice and offer absolutely no moral support. I will say that much.
Well, Maddie and I went down there for essentially insurance purposes. We needed to figure out how much we're going to lose.
Have a listen to what happened when I went to rehearse the Wheel of Death that is happening this Sunday night at Infamous.
Ready for a bit of a practice?
Yep. Okay. All right.
You look confident.
Virtually almost no danger.
Virtually almost no.
That was virtually almost no danger.
There were too many words in that sentence.
And then after some safety checks,
not enough,
it was time for Josh to get in the wheel.
Here we go. Okay.
I think so.
Get out of the way. Okay. It's going very slow. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Okay.
Is it high? I feel so bad watching him do it. This is so much scarier than I could have imagined. You're sweating a lot, and which I feel like you getting sweaty hands is going to make it harder for you. So, like, stop sweating.
Shut up!
If you could just stop being nervous, that'd probably be better, I reckon.
Do one more.
Producer Maddie, do you feel at all bad?
I feel really bad. This thing's a lot higher than I thought. It's terrifying.
What have we done?
Oh, he's going. Oh, geez, he's going really fast. He's going. Oh my God! He nearly fell out. Oh my God! Okay, that's that. Apparently, he's just jumped out. Oh my God!
I totally freaked out and leant too far forward, and then it just started gunning it. Let's not do this, Matt.
It's too late. We're too far down the track.
Can I just say one more time, just in case you guys didn't get it before?
Yeah, no, we caught that. We caught that. So after your first practice round, we decided to just catch up with Merrick.
Yeah, he's the circus performer that's going to be in the other end of the Wheel of Death.
How'd I go?
I think you did really well. Yeah, really well.
That's a lie.
Honestly, though, how'd I go?
Well, look, you know.
That answer didn't need to change.
I think you did really well for your first go, but obviously it's really important to have your wits about you when you're doing something like this because anything can go wrong.
So how tall is it when you're standing at the very top of it, roughly?
I'd say where your head is roughly 8 meters
off the ground.
Correct.
Is that enough of a height to kill you?
Well, I wouldn't want to fall that far.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay, then good. Okay, so my life is fully in your hands.
Absolutely.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been performing in the circus since
two. This specifically.
Only a couple of years, actually.
Yeah, good. So, okay, there we go.
I only have a little bit more experience than you.
You're going to give me the long backstory, and then this one's only a couple of years.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
God.
So, not that good at it, to be honest.
This sounds incredibly promising.
If you want to see one half of the show potentially not be here on Monday, the show's at 7 o'clock on Sunday. You can buy tickets online.
And we are the pre-show entertainment, though, so the idea would be to come down a little bit early, maybe 6 o'clock, get down to Infamous. It's a Costco. Well, and they're very close to Costco. It's not in Costco.
That would be cool.
Mate, I am so nervous. I can't even think straight right now.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
It is a pretty momentous day. Yesterday, passing Parliament, the same-sex marriage bill. It is all going to be legal. It's happening. And I believe newsreader Kat said in the news, January 9th, we could be having our first gay marriages. Here's the thing. I think you still have to register your intentions. Like,
well,
it's still the whole thing.
That's why people can't get married straight away, because otherwise I think there'd be about a million weddings today.
I'm pretty excited.
You have to register. Yeah.
This weekend would have been a big weddings weekend.
It nearly would have had to be a long weekend, I think, for the amount of weddings.
Yeah, celebrants would have had their income triple this weekend.
They're rejoicing.
But I've got to say, this is an awesome day. You and I were talking about it from the way we feel as two straight guys. Our friends, some of my closest friends, are now, they've got the exact same privileges I have in terms of marriage and equality. And this makes me really happy, but it's kind of like, we didn't have, you know what I mean? We didn't have anything today that we didn't have yesterday. So it'd be great to speak to somebody who this is actually going to impact in a very meaningful way. And we're lucky enough to not just have somebody, but somebody who very famously came out in 2008, former Olympian, absolute Australian legend. We've got Matthew Mitchum on the line. Matt, how's it going this morning?
So good. Oh my God, very, very excited.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
As I can imagine.
We're very excited to have you on the phone this morning, mate, to have a bit of a chat. So thank you very much for taking the time. We were just talking a second ago about what this means to us as two straight guys. Like, I'm very, very excited that my friends, some of my closest friends, are finally going to be able to have the same things that I've always had.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Nothing has really changed for Ned or I that we didn't have yesterday. So from your point of view, how does this feel? What does it mean to you?
Actually, it's really hard to overestimate how much this really means to kind of be considered equal.
Yeah,
of course.
So many people have so much stuff carried through their whole lives, so much shame and feeling less than.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kids can be kind of evil, like when they...
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, this kind of says, yep, you guys are equal.
Yeah, and I think that's what it means to me as somebody who this doesn't affect. I'm just so proud that finally now everyone's just... We're going to be the same in this respect. This is going to be an equality thing.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
feels really, really good from that front.
Now, Maddie, after yesterday, obviously you're completely stoked, but after the whole thing that was gone for months and months, and honestly, years.
Well, years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Years.
But the plebiscite itself.
Yeah, exactly. Are you thankful that everything's over and obviously it's had this amazing result come out of everything? Or are you still kind of mad that it actually had to go through the plebiscite and everything, all the other ridiculous discussions that we had to have?
Well, both, really. I mean,
yep.
I can be, exasperated that everybody, you know, that it's a basic human right that everybody should be afforded.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad that it had the result that it had, and that now, like, nobody can say that the majority of people don't accept it because it's, you know, it's false.
It's an overwhelming majority as well. Now, Matt, one final question, mate. And this is what I think the larger picture for this could be moving forward, which really excites me. You came out in 2008, and I remember it was a big news story and all that sort of stuff. Do you think things like yesterday are putting us on a path to that not being a thing, where somebody comes out and it's a news story? It's just, oh, that person loves that person. That's fine. Who cares? That's not even a big deal. It's just that person. Do you think we are on the path to it being that level of accepted?
Yeah, I am, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, like, people starting relationships and being in relationships are still, like newsworthy. I mean, it is for straight people too. You know, everybody's obsessed with who, you know, Sophie Monk's dating. So,
yeah. there was a TV show. That's right.
Exactly. So, you know, love, I think, will always, you know, be newsworthy, but it won't be like, there won't be the novelty of it. It'll just be like, oh, you know, like, that's who that person's dating. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, it's a man. Oh, okay, it's a woman.
I'm looking forward to a point where there's not a difference. It's just that's who that person's dating.
It's like, oh, I wouldn't have dated that person, but that's all right,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone can be judged equally.
Yeah.
It's just everybody's going to be put under the same level of scrutiny. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen moving forward.
And then the gossip mags will be like, ooh, is this, you know, couple, you know, are they going to be the first gay divorce?
Yeah, right. I think actually you're right.
No, we can't call it gay divorce anymore because, you know.
Just be divorced.
We shouldn't have ever have called it gay marriage.
That's true.
It like classifies it as being something different.
Yeah, of course.
So now it'll be just like, oh, is this going to be the first couple to get divorced?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this all being a lot more accepted normal moving forward, Matt. And congratulations on yesterday. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, mate. We really appreciate you taking the time.
No worries.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Right now, Ned, a segment that we have not done on air here in Canberra yet, somebody, a member of the team that we have not introduced you to, is my 82-year-old Nan, Robin.
That's right. She's your Nan. She's honestly our favourite person to catch up with.
Yep.
Because you think 82, she's probably just given up. She's reading the newspaper. Mm-mm. She's just going, you know what? I'm going to play Scrabble. They're the rest of my days.
By the way, don't get this confused. She plays a hell of a lot of words with friends.
Absolutely.
But, you know, she has not given up on staying up with pop culture.
But that's it. She's so tech savvy. She's playing words with friends as opposed to doing it in the paper.
She is all over Facebook. She gets into Skype, or as she calls it, Skypey. So it's
probably
all
the proper
happening.
Pronunciation,
probably,
honestly.
For all we know, it could well be. Now, she's 82 years old. She's across pop culture, and that's why we catch up with her for a segment we call... Hi, Nan.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Yes, good. We're all safe and sound up here.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know anything was wrong, but that's fantastic. Ned's here with me, Nan, and this is your very first Rockin' Robin in Canberra, so welcome to it.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, it is actually wonderful, Nan.
It's great.
And I'm glad you're safe. That's fantastic.
Everything is well in Rockin' Robin's world.
We had a long trip yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You're in Sydney. That's what's happened. There wasn't some natural disaster I didn't hear about.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, Nan, are you ready to have a chat to us about the week that's been in pop culture?
Now I can do that one.
You do the same thing every time we speak to you. I don't know why you're always surprised by it.
Yeah, you pretend like you don't know why we call you up, Robin. It's always for the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but it's always a different subject that I know nothing about.
No, you get into it, Nan, and I'm very, very excited about this. Taylor Swift is going to be touring the country. That's the big announcement this week. I want to know, what was the last concert you went to?
What was the last one I went to? God, I can't remember.
Was it a Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, don't be silly.
Do you know who Taylor Swift is, Nan?
Yeah, she's a young girl.
That's a pretty good guess.
It's very vague as well.
Having said that, the name's Taylor, so that could have gone either way.
Exactly.
Nan, well done on that one. Yeah. Do you know any of her songs?
No, darling, I don't.
You haven't heard her hit, Am I Not Pretty Enough?
No, I haven't, but you're very pretty.
Oh, well, thank you, and that's also a Casey Chambers song, so you passed the test.
Fishing for compliments.
That's Nan's genuine. She didn't just try and pretend to know a Taylor Swift song. I like that. Now, Nan, in other news this week, we've discovered that Hugh Jackman was offered the role of James Bond. What are your thoughts on Hugh Jackman, first and foremost, because Canberra isn't aware?
Oh, he's gorgeous. I love him.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Okay, let me ask you questions. Would you rather look at pictures of Hugh in a tuxedo or some paparazzi shots from Bondi Beach?
Yeah, probably Bondi Beach.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. So now we know Nan is a very big fan of Hugh Jackman. Now, Nan, the reports have come out that he was apparently going to be James Bond and turned it down because he wouldn't have gotten approval over the scripts. What do you think of Hugh Jackman as James Bond?
I think it'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant.
So maybe the tuxedo after all.
Yeah.
Having said that, in Casino Royale, Daniel Craig at the beach.
He did not shy away from
the
beach.
Yeah, no, he didn't. So you would have had that scene anyway, Nan.
There'd be no comparison between Daniel Craig and Hugh Jackman.
Wow. Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
The feelings are really coming
out. Okay, we're really starting to see where loyalties lie here. This is very, quite frankly, full on. I don't want to think about this anymore. Nan, thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning. I'm glad you're safe and sound. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend, okay?
Thank you, darling. That's lovely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, boys.
See you, Robin.
Good luck.
That sounded ominous.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you have been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
We need to end this show, and the way we do that is with the job game.
The job game is a game where you get on the phone, 131060, you let us ask you a question each, then from the information gathered from those incredibly vague questions...
They have to be vague.
They do have to be vague. Josh and I are going to take a turn each to try and guess what you do for a living.
Okay, so the show is called Ned and Josh,
yep,
against my protests, and that means you should have the first guess, I reckon.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so we're going to ask a question each,
yep,
but then only one of us will guess. The first call is for you.
Yep, that means you're asking first.
I'm asking the first question. The idea would be to ask vague questions that help you guess what somebody does for a living. We've got Sam on the line from Fishwick. How's it going, Sam?
Good, thanks.
That wasn't the first question. That was just some small talk. All right, are you ready for the first question in the job game?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you say if you had to do an internet search right now, rather use Google or Bing?
Google.
No one ever says Bing. Okay.
No one ever should.
Hey, yeah. I don't mind Bing. Their maps are actually quite good. Okay, keep going. Time for you to ask your question now that you've got that incredibly helpful clue
I'm
as to
flustered.
What somebody does for a living.
I'm just flustered by your stupidity.
Find out what Sam from Fishwick does for a living by asking yet another question, Ned. Here we go.
Sam?
Yeah?
Do you get free lunches at your work ever?
Oh, yes. No.
Okay, okay. No. Yeah. All
that
right then.
Yeah. Now that I think about that, that's almost less helpful than your question.
Here you go.
Sam, you are a... I'm going to say you are a tractor repairer.
Hey, what? Sorry?
A tractor repairer. I guess that's just a repairman, isn't it? It's just like a
tractor mechanic would probably be it.
Yeah, mechanic?
Yeah.
No.
Damn it! There we go.
It's probably not a good sign when I don't even know what the job I'm guessing is called.
Sam from Fishwick is not a farm machinery mechanic, okay? Sam, thank you so much for calling this morning, and thank you for not letting Ned get a correct guess. I appreciate that.
No worries.
You have a fantastic weekend. It is time for us now for me to have a bit of a guess at this, to turn the tables. We say hello to Ali from Holt. Ali, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. All right, Ned, you get the first question.
Try and
stump me with a dumb tidbit. I'm sure that's what you're going to do.
Ali... do you ever use a chalkboard? Just not at work, just in your day-to-day life?
No.
Okay.
That's a shame.
All right, so
it's a
Ali,
dying breed, the chalkboard. It's a real shame.
Ali might be a teacher, but now I'm thinking
actually,
not.
Really, you really actually up for failure.
You were trying to be cheeky with your question, but you actually kind of helped me there, so I'm ruling out teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, Ali, do you work shift work?
Yes.
You do?
She works shift work. That is very close to not being vague.
That is vague. That's so many jobs. That's so many jobs.
I'm just trying to already set myself up to...
Ali from Holt, are you a... Are you a nurse?
Yes.
No!
That's already a win in the job game.
Damn it!
This game is impossible to win. Oh my god!
How's this happened already? Ali, so you were the shift work was the thing, by the way. That was the thing. Yeah.
I'm actually quite mad.
Ali, I'm going to have the best... Oh, wait, I just remembered the Wheel of Death on Sunday. I'm not going to have the best week. I'm going to have a good weekend on that note.
Honestly, I hope the Wheel of Death lives up to its name.
Oh, my God.
You heard it here first.
Ali, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks.
See you later. Shall we call it?
I think so.
Did you technically just wish death upon me?
I think I might have, in which case I'm sorry about that.
What a way to end our first week on Hit 104.7. It's the only breakfast show in Canberra where one co-host may occasionally wish death upon the other co-host.
God, I'm angry.
All with a peppering of love, though, between good friends. I tell you what, we're going to be back Monday. We are definitely heading down to Infamous, the adult cabaret circus near Costco. If you want to come on Sunday, we'd appreciate your support. We are the pre-show entertainment.
Come and say hey.
I am going to be getting into the Wheel of Death. Wealthy Beth is up next with your R&B Friday Jingle Bangers Countdown. It's coming up next.
Hit 104.7. 104.7's Ned and Josh.